Time to talk a little development in the city of Bryan, and Cody Cravette's here this morning. Cody, is this your first visit here? Is that right? Have you been here before?
My first visit in this role, I guess. I've been here with Environmental Services.
Yeah,
we've talked mosquitoes and some other things.
That's now. Now you're the development manager of the city of Bryan, pull that microphone right up in front of you. It'll be good. At a pretty exciting time, as a matter of fact.
Very exciting. We've got
things are going on.
Residential shooting off the charts. We've got commercial doing the same thing. We're bringing those jobs in. Now we've got to build those houses.
Now, that's the interesting thing. Let's talk about it from your standpoint. What did it mean to bring that West Side Super Walmart in? Now, what are the challenges as far as y'all are concerned?
Super Walmart on the West Side has brought in a lot of potential for development. I mean, it's really that anchor store, that anchor leg we're looking for. You know, for years they've needed a grocery store on that West Side. We're hoping that brings in a lot of potential for residential. Plus, all those out parcels out there, we're starting to get people fill those buildings. And that's been a little bit of a challenge, but, they're starting to roll in, hoping to get some food, some retail.
Okay, now with that in mind, Patrick, our news guy, said, oh, we didn't ask. And so you're the guy to ask. The mayor was in yesterday. We didn't ask. So can you tell us anything about what's going in around that Walmart we don't yet know yet?
All I can tell you is what I've seen. Currently, we have a Panda Express. Batteries plus bulbs is mm-hmm. there, hair salon, a couple of the Sprint, AT&T stores. So I can't share, there's not a lot of information out there, but we've got a few.
Sure. So, okay, everybody knows about that. Are there a couple of other places then around Bryan that we don't know about developmental expansion that's going on?
Obviously, on the east side, we've got the Harrison track right there at Briarcrest and the bypass. You've seen the Value Place go in there. We've got the huge multifamily development behind there, the Highland Villas. We've got, everybody's seen Taco Casa. McDonald's is coming in besides there. You have the old Chick's store, which mm-hmm. now is becoming, I believe, Stripes has purchased.
Right.
So we'll see a little transformation going on there.
Well, it's and again, that means traffic patterns change, and that's something that you've got to take into account as well, I guess.
Absolutely. I'm glad that TxDOT jumped out there and they got that Briarcrest done. Briarcrest was under construction there from, I believe it's Kent, not Kent,
Kent.
All the way down to the bypass, really help clean that up, do some traffic calming in there with the center median, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, and again, if people don't travel out of the city, they don't understand the inconvenience level here is really a lot lower than it is in a lot of places. But when you do that, one of your major thoroughfares being the bypass, and they're changing the exits and the entrances, it makes it a little tough right now. But in the long run, we'll be able to look back, I think, in a couple of years and see that this works.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. The Briarcrest on the southbound side has been night and day difference. I use the northbound Austin's. I live in Austin's Colony. I use that William Joe Bryan exit. I don't look forward to the inconvenience, but I'll be ready for him to finish it.
Tell me now, and again, now how long have you been in this position?
This position, I'm almost a year. I think
okay.
I'm about 10 months now.
Now, it's kind of like moving from AA baseball to AAA baseball in that as the city gets more attention, the kind of developers that come in are
Absolutely.
Different. Speak to that a little bit, if you would.
We always have our local developers, great people, love to work with them. I almost want to spend more time with them because they'll be here in the long term. But we do get those large developers like Worth that's done the Kroger Center, Louth that's done Target Center, and then, of course, Cross Fulton, Dunaway Group that's doing the Walmart.
So now, since they've tried things that have worked in other areas, is it more difficult to be resistant to maybe the ideas that they've got? I mean, how does the game really change then?
We really want to hone into what we're looking for. We want to develop it to reflect Bryan. But they do get a little bit of leeway in there. They are bringing in some dollars and some revenue that we have to factor in there.
Sure. Certainly would understand that. Also, here's Martin Zimmerman. He's the Assistant Director for Planning and Development Services. Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I know, obviously, you've been here a few times.
Yeah.
What are some things on your radar screen that you can share with us?
Well, I'd be happy to tell you we have a lot of things going on with our Planning and Zoning Commission. One of the big things right now that we're doing is we're looking for support to get a new comprehensive plan in place. The last comprehensive plan was adopted back in 2007. As you know, a lot of things have changed in 2007. There were many things that weren't even on our radar. Talk about the West Side Walmart or even the Health Science Center, if you can imagine that, or even not even Target was here when that comp plan was adopted. So we think that a lot of things have changed, and it's really time to kind of reassess where we are as a community and where we want to go as a community to accommodate all this growth that we're experiencing, into the fabric of our community.
One of the things that I find interesting is, obviously, now Brian is being asked questions in development that they weren't, as you say, just a few years ago. Part of that has to do with multifamily housing, and normally I would think that would have been either apartment complexes or one-story duplex. Now you're starting to see multiple-story, student housing. I don't want to call it that because that's not always what it is, but that's generally what it's been in College Station. We're starting to see pockets of that in Bryan. How does your UDO address that, and also how does the Planning and Zoning Commission really look at that?
I think the Planning and Zoning Commission, you know, supports growth in the city in general. Now, as these requests come in, we certainly look at the areas where these developments are proposed and make sure that we can, you know, within our standards, can either accommodate or might have to tweak a development proposal. You know, we worked for a long time with the developers of the Jefferson Street townhomes. There's 12 townhomes there off of College Main. I think it took about 6 months to kind of come to an agreement, how they wanted to look, how we wanted to look.
Is that what's right down from the farm patch? No,
we're off College Main now.
Okay, what is that on South College that's going in
Those are townhomes as well on Watson right there.
That was several lots. I mean, I just drove by that the other day, and I don't know how many units. Do you know off the top of your head?
I want to say it's about 10 units.
Man, yeah.
It's on a two-acre tract.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really the first new development we've seen along the South College corridor in about 10 years ever since the South College standards were adopted. So, it's exciting to see some new development along that corridor too.
Now, obviously, there has been some pushback in College Station, and they're facing this entire problem right now as far as student rentals are concerned and neighborhood integrity. So, I know there has to be a situation where if citizens are interested in input when it comes to what this uniform development code is going to be, where do they fit into this equation?
Well, when we're talking about a comprehensive plan update, and you know, a UDO or a zoning ordinance update, that would follow a comprehensive plan update.
But
certainly, as part of that, we would have public input opportunities at public meetings, and anytime there will be a website where citizens can comment and reach out to us. Really, anytime. I mean, we're available to discuss any concerns somebody might have. We're here to educate and let people know, you know, what we have on the books and what their options are. Another thing I was going to talk about is another effort we're involved in is Health and Wellness District in the St. Joseph Hospital area. We've been partnering with St. Joseph, retained a consultant, Looney Ricks Kiss, out of Memphis. We're starting to kick that off. We actually have kicked it off. We're starting to have stakeholder meetings to create a health and wellness district in the St. Joseph Hospital area to really kind of work off of the synergy of this hospital and what it can do for the surrounding neighborhood and in general to kind of maybe revitalize that area just a little bit.
Do you see a future in an MMD there as College Station did around theirs?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
You know, we're just.
Well, you got to start someplace.
Yeah. We one of the things we're hoping to get out of that process is a very detailed implementation plan. So very, very specific suggestions on how we can make improvements to that district. To kind of create a sense of place, and just find a way for the neighborhood and everybody else to just, enjoy that area and get healthy.
Sure, I understand. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. We, as always, we need to do this more often because things are obviously moving so much faster now in Bryan than they were even just a year or 2 years ago, and it's an important step. Now, if there are citizens who want to get some more information, what's on your website that would be of help to them? Either of you guys want to speak up?
Well, we have a new website as of last week, and I have to admit I haven't spent much time on it yet, but I understand that a lot of the stuff that we had previously on there is still on there. So, if you go to bryantx.gov, you can find the current comprehensive plan. You can find all our ordinances. Other corridor plans that we have, like for South College and the Central Business Corridor, which is Villa Maria. I welcome everybody to take a look at that. For anything, if you have questions, just give us a call, 209-5030, and one of us will be happy to talk to you.
All right, sounds good. Martin, Cody, thanks for coming in this morning.